Burden to Brother, December 17, 1906. Loma Linda, California, December 17, 1906. Dear Brother, you are doubtless more or less acquainted with the developments of the Loma Linda Sanitarium. Special circumstances connected with the acquirement of this property has given it a worldwide reputation among our people, especially among the workers in responsible positions. Believing you would be interested in a somewhat detailed account of the special providences connected with the securing of this beautiful sanitarium property, and how the Lord has opened the way for the development of the work at this place, we take the liberty to mail you these few lines, hoping it will be the means of acquainting our leading brethren and sisters with the special object that the Lord designed it to fill. For many years, Southern California has been growing in reputation as a health resort. Until now, the eyes of the world are turned toward this locality as having special advantages for the sick and feeble, especially during the winter months. Some 5 or 6 years ago, when Sister White returned from Australia, the Lord opened before her His plan for the medical work in this field, stating that its reputation from a health standpoint would greatly increase, also calling the attention of our people to the importance of locating a number of institutions in this field in different localities, stating that there were properties for sale at a low price which could be utilized for sanitariums, and urged our brethren to move forward without delay. Several of these communications have been printed in volumes 7 and 8, which you have probably read. The brethren, however, had become so handicapped financially in medical lines that they could not see how it was possible, under the existing circumstances, to make a forward move and incur more indebtedness. Still, the word came, urging that the work should not be delayed longer. There were no funds with which to start the work available, and still less courage to undertake to start the work without having the funds in hand. A number of properties suitable for sanitarium work were offered at very low prices, from 1/4 to 1/3 the original cost of the property. Still, unbelief halted until the Lord, by His servant, plainly indicated that longer delay would be displeasing. Several efforts were therefore made to rally the people, but with little encouragement. Finally, a few who were deeply interested to see the work go forward secured a very desirable property at Paradise Valley, near San Diego. Arrangements were made to fit up the building and open it to receive patients. Very little encouragement was given the enterprise, except by those who had invested in it. However, the work moved forward, and in the course of a few months, patients began to come in, and the work has gone forward, adding more facilities as the work developed, until they now have a fine sanitarium well equipped for its work. While this enterprise was developing in San Diego, an effort was being made to place the Los Angeles Vegetarian Cafe and treatment rooms in improved quarters, also to secure a sanitarium near Los Angeles. Those, therefore, who could not delay longer, undertook the preliminary work of securing the Glendale Sanitarium and new quarters for the treatment rooms and the Vegetarian Cafe in Los Angeles. While things moved very hard and slow at first, as we pressed forward in California in the word that had bidden us move on, difficulties one after another gave way, until at the Fall Camp Meeting, 1904, the brethren and sisters assembled raised $5,000 in cash and pledges to meet first payment on the Glendale Sanitarium. The institution was dedicated the 1st of January. The first year showed a little gain above running expenses. The Vegetarian Cafe and treatment rooms in Los Angeles moved into their new quarters the next spring in the latter part of June, thus showing that when the Lord bids us move forward in any line, that it is not impossible for us to do so. Although the work had been delayed for nearly 4 years, when the people had a mind to take hold and follow the Lord's instruction, the work was really accomplished in a very little over 6 months. And in a little over 1 year, 3 sanitariums were quite well established, and the Vegetarian Cafe and treatment rooms in Los Angeles were in good working order and in new quarters.
The Glendale Sanitarium was scarcely opened when word came that we should look for another sanitarium near Riverside and Redlands. Coming at such a time as this, the message was a bewilderment to the most sanguine. We could not understand it, much less see how we could possibly undertake a fourth institution after having started three in less than a year. Still, the word came that we should move forward. Three times the message was sent, the last time suggesting that the site was waiting for us was near Redlands. We, who had looked over the field very carefully, having a general idea of the properties for sale, were impressed at once that this new site must be Loma Linda. While we could see no way possible for us to think of taking up another enterprise so soon, yet we dared not turn the matter aside after having been written to three times concerning it. Accordingly, a committee was appointed, and the possibility of securing Loma Linda looked up. 1 year before, while searching for a sanitarium in Los Angeles, we had been offered the property at $110,000. While it did not seem extravagant, considering the investments the owners had made, it did seem beyond our reach. Hence, we let the matter drop. But on the suggestion that the new site was near Redlands, we felt sure it must be Loma Linda, to which the Lord was calling our attention. On investigation, the committee learned that the property had been offered for $85,000. By carefully taking the matter up through an agent, a price of $45,000 was finally secured. While all admitted that the property was very cheap at these figures, very few of the committee could see any light in considering the proposition farther, fearing we should not find ourselves capable of raising the money, but that the institution itself would become a great financial loss in running. As Sister White was passing through Los Angeles on her way to Washington, the facts concerning the place were laid before her. She immediately instructed the committee to look the matter up very thoroughly and send her the full particulars to Washington. The question of purchasing Loma Linda was then taken up more thoroughly, and a final price of $40,000 was arranged for, providing everything was satisfactory. Full description of the place, terms of purchase, etc., were written to Sister White at Washington, asking that the leading brethren counsel over the matter and notify us what steps should be taken. To our surprise, a telegram came from Sister White to secure the property without delay. Although the word concerning the place had been very definite, few could rally their faith to undertake so great an enterprise, especially considering the other institutions already started. Finally, arrangements were made for Sister White to return from Washington to meet a large number of the brethren at Loma Linda to see what could be done toward securing the property and opening it as a sanitarium. On visiting the place and looking it over, one could but realize how fully it met the description of the sanitarium waiting for our people, given to Sister White in vision nearly 4 years before. She herself felt confident as she looked it over that it was the very place that had been shown her, and spoke very encouragingly to the brethren assembled. But it is by no means easy to face seeming impossibilities, even when we have definite instruction that it is just what the Lord would have us do. The most hopeful sometimes staggered as they undertook to move forward in what seemed to be such a clear opening providence of the Lord. Meeting after meeting of the leading brethren and sisters were held to decide what should be done with this new enterprise. At one of these meetings, Elder Irwin was present and told of the way God had wonderfully worked for the Avondale School in Australia, in harmony with the light given to Sister White, when to the brethren it seemed impossible to undertake such an enterprise, and especially under the peculiar circumstances. The outcome, however, had fully demonstrated to all the wisdom of following the instruction of the Lord, even when we cannot see wisdom in it. The recital of these wonderful providences in connection with the work in Australia were electric in their effect. Scarcely had he finished speaking when a sister in the audience arose and said she had $10,000 invested in the world, that if the Lord would release it, should go into Loma Linda. She had been praying the Lord to make her a pioneer in some of these enterprises. Soon, a unanimous vote was taken to secure the property and open it as a sanitarium. Accordingly, the work of securing funds for the enterprise was immediately undertaken. $20,000 was to be raised within 6 months, and the balance was on 3 years' time. It is needless to say, from a human standpoint, it seemed almost an impossible undertaking. But as we moved forward, true to the word of the balance of this letter missing in MS,